아니야. Are you ready? Evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to tonight's January 13th, 2025 regular city council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Again, I want to welcome you and move to item 1D on our agenda, which is public input. I'd like to open it up for comments. It appears that you have some comments. I'll give you up to 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's generous. Used to be three. I'm happy for that. That's great. I'll keep it brief. For the record, Sean Bates, 1156 East Juniper Street, Othello, Washington. You're all familiar with me. Congratulations to you, sir, on your election. Great. Real brief, we have a neighborhood concern. My neighbor, Jim Lewis, and myself, we have been noticing over the last year and a half a situation where we have increased vehicle traffic in the alley intersection. We live kitty corner from each other on 12th. I live on Juniper. Jim, what's it, Elm? Elm, yeah. That 12th and Elm, 12th and Juniper intersection. We have a known prior felon living next door to my house at 1138 East Juniper Street, living in the backyard in a camp trailer. Not sure if that's okay or not. A year and a half ago, we advised Othello PD that that there was activity. This is something that's been ongoing. We have folks who come up in a vehicle along my yard line on the east end of my property. They'll pull up either next to my yard or my backyard neighbor, which is Linda Sue Crozier. There, park very briefly. Folks will run from their vehicle down the alley, stop next door, get some stuff, and jam out. It is not a used car dealership. It's not an ice cream stand. There's way too much traffic there. It's suspicious as hell, and we're asking for the city's kind attention. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other public input tonight? Okay. I'll go to item 1E, which is roll call, and all the council members are present in person except for Danae Valdez and Gina. Do you just want to confirm you're present for the meeting tonight, Gina?
I'm here.
Thank you. Danae is asked to be excused. She wasn't feeling well today, so she was home from work. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Danae.
I'll make the motion to excuse Councilwoman Valdez.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to item 2, which is approving our agenda tonight.
I'll make the motion to approve tonight's agenda.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item 3 is our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Moving to item 4A. Our new business and current business. It's my pleasure to introduce our new Adams County Coroner, Tiffany Cutforth. Tiffany is going to be presenting information where she'll share insights into the coroner's office operations, her vision for the future, and how we can all work together to ensure the well-being of our community. Please join me in welcoming Tiffany Cupforth to her new position. Tiffany?
Hey, Sean. So this is very, very new for Adams County. Today's day 13. So I ask everybody to bear with me. We have already had my first call out. So over the weekend, we're working through that. I'm working closely with Grant County. For those of you that aren't familiar with the coroner position, we've not had an active coroner in Adams County for quite some time, as far as I know, never. Prosecuting attorney was the ex officio coroner. I have been appointed. I'm up for the challenge. It'll be change. I'll work closely with law enforcement, both the county, state patrol, and city. As far as where I see us going, I'm hoping in the near future we will have, I'll have my own removal rig. They'll see me out on scene. I'll get to know all of them personally, and we'll work together to get through that and make sure anything, any deaths that occur in the county get thoroughly investigated. I still have a couple of classes you have to go to, so I'll be attending some death investigation classes. We're looking into seeing, we used to have deputy coroners. All law enforcement was that at this point in time. We're still looking into the RCWs to find out if they can still be deputized coroners under me, or if it was only when they were under the prosecuting attorney. So there'll be lots of changes coming up. Can I tell you exactly what all those are? Not right now. We're working with other counties to get that done and taken care of. So I just wanted to introduce myself. Most of you know me, but you'll see me out with law enforcement more and out on death scenes. And that's about it. Any questions?
Tiffany, you also work at the Stevens Funeral Chapel.
Yes.
So a lot of the work that you do at the chapel, isn't that what help contribute to the county commissioner's decision to appoint you?
I would think so. And along with the 25 years under my belt of pre-hospital EMS and in the ER, I will still be at the funeral home currently. RCW, as long as we are under 40,000 in population, I can still continue to work at the funeral home or until we get another funeral home in Adams County. Yes, we have one in Ritzville and one in Othello, but it's currently owned by one owner, so it's not a conflict of interest at this point in time. That was still given that they would, if somebody dies in our county, they still have a choice whether to stay here, go to a different county, to whatever funeral home they choose, which is something that some counties do not know. They thought if you died in Adams County or you died in Grant County or you died in Benton Franklin County, you had to go to those funeral homes. That is not true. You can choose to go to wherever you would like to go. You could go to a different state. You can go to a different country. So those are Washington state laws. So that is what I feel is kind of the push with the commissioners selecting me as the new coroner. I'm up for the challenge. It'll be difficult. Might be some long nights, long weekends, but I'm up for it. So any encouragement, anything, reach out if you have any questions and I can answer. If I don't know, I'll find the answer from somebody. So
do you have a facility here in Othello?
My office will be in Othello. It's on Cedar behind the courthouse there. I'm at the very end by where used to be the driver's license place. That's where I will be. And then I will have kind of an office space up in Ritzville in the prosecuting attorney's office, but I will be primarily down here.
So what do you do in the event of somebody passing? What do you do with them? I mean, usually a coroner's office has facilities for those people.
So we're going to be doing the same thing we have been doing because we do not have a cooler. We do not have removal rigs. We do not have facilities as of that point in Adams County. I'm hoping eventually we will. We're still going to use the funeral home. So they kind of the same thing we've been doing other than the coroner is actually going to go out, take the investigation part of that. And then we will still hold them at the funeral home. So whoever is on call for the funeral home would take their removal rig and they would go back and house them there.
And Tiffany, then, will you be performing autopsies?
No. Autopsies are performed by an ME, a medical examiner, and there are doctors. Uh-huh. So right now we currently still have Dr. Tiersch, who comes from the West Side. I'm not exactly sure, but he's in Seattle and he does all the autopsies up at Samaritan Hospital. And he is still willing to do that. I talked to him today, so he's still willing to do our autopsies. I believe the number last year we did in autopsies, I think we're 13 autopsies in Adams County. But as far as coroner call-outs, I think we're about 56, if I remember correctly. And we had 140-something deaths in Adams County last year.
Wow.
So that is, I mean, what some people don't understand is just because there, so if there is a death, it does not always go to autopsy. That's where your law enforcement, your active coroner, all those people come involved in. Work together to do some sort of an investigation and go from there and gathering information from whoever we can.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Well, this last funeral, Martinez family from Tri-City.
Yes.
So they had trucks involved, right?
Correct.
And Chief, you might be able to help me with this. So according to them, they didn't know that they had to pull a permit for that. I'm a councilman and I didn't know.
It's not per se permit. That has really nothing to do per se me as the coroner. That's more the funeral home and following regulations as far as having semis on city residential streets. So that's my other job, not the coroner job.
So as far as, because the reason I'm bringing it up is because there were some yelling going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think that was right. But anyway, where do they pull a permit for that? Would they pull it in the city once again, or would you say about the coroner, Chief?
No, there's not a permit per se. There's just has to be a waiver of the truck rep or something like that, which is just an administrative quick call. It's barely even documented if anything. And we've been very yes leaning to all of to those types of scenarios. But no, it's that one, and most of them are, we're not notified usually till the day of. If we're lucky, a day before.
Okay, so that route is already, you know, routed.
The route of the of any funeral procession is usually decided by the family with the input of the
correct. I mean, I can touch on that a little bit. That's not really how to do with the coroner, but actually, legally, to have a procession, you have to get a permit. You have to have an escort. If you have an escort, you have to hire out. It's not the local law enforcement. Yeah. So if you really, I mean, we're very lucky in a small, unique town that they're willing to do that. The route is not always the same. We may be going past a house. We may be going past a school. So we need to contact them. And when those times are, we have to let them know. The other, there's more than just law enforcement entity. We have to talk to the cemetery. You have to get the cemetery because the roads break down. There's a lot more that goes on behind that as not per se a permit. But we like to be able to know ahead of time and showing up, we make things work, but we have to make sure we try to get those ducks in a row. And when we're a one-man crew, it's very hard sometimes and challenging if you've got 400 cars and you've got six semis and I don't want to have an accident. So we like to know those ahead of time. That was the issue for that service is nobody said anything until someone said, where do you want me to put this truck?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that there was not a permit involved, which I was never aware of that. So
no permit. We just get our ducks in a row ahead of time and let them know. We try to let them know the day before if we know and make sure we get that. But no, yeah.
Another way that could take place in the future is just coming to, for other family members, but they could just come to the clerk's office and just do a street for an abuse form, and we could just give it to the police. And that way they know about it. And then if there are semis involved, obviously the chief can get that waiver from the mayor to approve that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that way that communication's there.
Government the communication aspect. And the cemetery does not like to have semis out there because it breaks down the concrete really bad. So we only usually allow one. And sometimes I'll be the one that takes Josh head on and say,
I'm kind of limiting, you know, the amount of trucks you take in there.
Yeah.
I think one or two trucks. I've told family members, you know, that have 10 trucks in a row, there's no need for that. You know, you take those trucks from the casket, take another one. I think that's planned. been my advice to some of my family members, but we're good. Got it.
I think that the thing is about government is that you have to document everything, and just knowing who's involved is, you know, who's going to be driving the truck down, and what's the route they're going to take. The police department needs to know that. And I think that, you know, Stephen's Funeral Chapel, or even if it's an outside one, they do need to contact the city, and we'll have a form, and there's no charge.
Okay. I will pass that on.
Thank you. So is there anybody else have any questions for Tiffany? Well, we want to congratulate you then, Tiffany, on your new position. The Board of County Commissioners made a good decision. So if there's any way we can here at the city help you in your new role, just make it known.
All right, I will. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So let's now move to item 5, unfinished business. Do we have any tonight? Do we have any new business tonight? Okay.
We haven't had a meeting.
We're opening bid. Well, we're opening request for qualification statements Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and we're going to select a consultant, and they will guide us through the process. So once we select a consultant, we'll have someone from the committee help with the selection, and then we'll have a meeting. But we really haven't had any, we just haven't had anything happen that would require a meeting. Okay, if there's nothing else, I'll conclude tonight's meeting at 6:18 p.m.